1990 twice. For pocket change, she won $1,000 twice in 09. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is your mayor, Missy MacArthur, and hello, Shasta County. And we are so happy to be here, and what a beautiful day filling in for Linda and Carl Bott this morning. We have a couple of guests this morning. We have Lieutenant Kobe Heston from Reading Police Department and CEO of The Crossing, Kim Burdun. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
So I thought that it'd be nice to explain to the community a little bit about something that you two are involved in. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, sure, we'd love to. We have taken over the former Club H2O, and we are turning it into a youth and family center for the community of Reading. And we're really excited because we have 18,000 square feet, and it can be a venue where people can come and rent and have their celebrate the good things in life, which leads me to our mission, which is to support youth and strengthen families by providing an exciting scene to celebrate the good things in life. So with that, we will provide after-school programming as we raise money through using this facility as a venue.
And you've been on this show before.
Yes.
And you had a wonderful young lady with you. How did that go?
Yes, we had Autumn Phillips, who was 15 years old, and she put together a fundraiser for The Crossing, raising over $12,000. And it was just an amazing event, and we're really appreciative for anybody.
And how old is she?
She's 15.
And she raised that kind of money.
She did. So it's just wonderful to see the youth taking such an active part in putting together something because it's what they want.
Uh-huh. And Lieutenant Heston, what's your role?
Whatever Kimber wants me to do. Just participating on the board right now to give a little bit of guidance and mostly probably bring a police perspective to a place that has not enjoyed, you know, some of the greatest memories. There's been a multitude of businesses in there over the years, and there's been some good things that have happened, but as the community well knows, on a pretty well-publicized criminal event, that there are some bad things in there, too, and we're just happy to see something like The Crossing come in there and just sort of get rid of all that ugliness and bring something very positive to the community. So really right now I'm just kind of acting as a support role and giving advice on you know, ways to make sure that we don't have anything that's going to take away from the experience.
Well, great. And how do you see this helping the youth of Reading?
Well, there's a number of factors at play, and there's the 40 developmental assets, and one of those assets is number 7, which is community values youth. And so when we have caring adults that come alongside the youth in a way that will provide mentorship, leadership, and just a role model, someone that they can look to outside of their immediate family, that empowers the youth to be able to go on and to do things that they never believed in themselves they could be able to do. Plus, by providing a low-risk area or scene, they have a place where they can call their own that they can go and take leadership. For instance, this past weekend on Friday night, we had Insomnia Dance Party. That is the brainchild of Alex Berger, and he's creating this dance party for all ages that's substance-free. So this week we had over 160 young people come in and dance, and we were mixing non-alcoholic drinks, and it was a great environment. We had security, and they were able to come, and parents were happy. They knew where their kids were, and they were staying out of trouble.
Now, if somebody were interested in going to this event, how would they find out about it?
You can find out about it on Facebook, or if you type in Insomnia into Google, he's got all kinds of web pages and Facebook and so on and so forth. And the next event is going to be on August 12th.
Okay, so if they forget the name Insomnia, can they go to The Crossing and find it there?
Yes.
The events happening there?
The-crossing.org, as well as The Crossing, Reading's new Youth and Family Resource Center on Facebook.
Okay, okay. Guess we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park.
The avalanche is awesome.
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun, really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Cool and fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Get away.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR time is 7:13. And the forecast for Reading and vicinity, going to be a warm one, high near 94 today, but tomorrow we could see triple digits. That's going to hold all the way into the weekend. Right now, downtown Reading is 65 degrees, and now back to our guest host, Mayor Missy MacArthur.
Good morning again. So my guests again are Kimber Dunn from The Crossing, and on her board of directors, RPD Lieutenant Kobe Heston. Tell us a little bit about some of the events that you all see happening and or that have happened and anticipating for the future.
Sure. Well, one of the events that was just a fabulous event was the Adoria Fashion Show, and they had over 500 people come to see this amazing fashion show. They built a runway in one day and just transformed the whole interior of this building for their event. I like to think of it as Mr. Potato Head, because you can transform it. The very next day, we had a wedding reception there. So with all the colors and different ideas happening, the fashion show was amazing. There was all local artists and local models as well. So people could come and rent The Crossing for a variety of different reasons, knowing that every dollar that goes into it goes back into helping to support the youth and strengthen families in our city.
That's great. And Lieutenant Heston, what do you see your role when these sorts of events are happening, or is there a role for RPD besides you as an individual? I know here as an individual.
Well, the request for a Reading police officer, of course, came through the chief's office to begin with, and when that opportunity presented itself, he quickly put it out to the staff, and I was looking for some boardsmanship anyhow, so I grabbed it. I was the fortunate one. But the chief's position has always been to support, you know, public and private efforts that is going to make the community a safer place. So it was not a big decision for us. So my role really is to support, you know, the goal of the chief, and that's always been to partner with the community. And any city effort that would bring, you know, a wholesome opportunity to families and youth and, frankly, anybody that wants to rent the crossing, because in order to focus on youth and families, we have to generate, you know, a revenue stream that's going to come from really lots of different places. So if I could give advice to Kimber and the rest of the board on what I think would potentially be a positive experience and conversely a negative one, I'll do that based on my experience. But really, we're just here to give advice, give guidance. If security is the focus, then fine. But mostly, the chief's like any other person who wants to see wholesome activities in Reading.
And you alluded to earlier that previously this building had been a bar, or I guess it had been several bars in the in the past, and I think that was where that unfortunate incident where the man was hit and died subsequently.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously still
We can't
litigated.
Really talk about
but
some stuff.
I think Kimber's done an excellent job really transforming this facility and washing away some of that, you know, history. But, you know, it hasn't all been bad there. There's been several businesses in there, and some have done well. Unfortunately, the place that was in there before us is kind of ended on a sour note. But I would just encourage anybody that wants to come check it out. A board member would be happy to walk them through, or come to any event and just look at it, and you'll know instantly that those days are past. It's completely refreshed, completely new look, and there's an energy in there that just is completely inconsistent with some people's notions of that location. It's gone.
That's great. And did we describe where the location is exactly for those people that are maybe new to the area?
Sure. The location is 2613 Bocelli Lane, and that is in the shopping center on the corner of Bocelli and Cypress. We're behind Office Depot and Lumberjacks, right next door to the bowling alley.
Okay, that's great. So how do you see the future of this evolving? Just more and more events, or do you have other ideas? What's going to happen?
Actually, that's a very good question, Mayor Missy. We had a strategy session last night with a group of young people in the area, one of whom is a single mom. She's 30, and she was raised in Reading and had nothing like this while she was growing up. And she has her pulse on what's happening here and what the youth want and what's available. So we're really looking to see what else we can do to create an exciting scene. We're looking at things like a laser tag venue. There's nothing like that in the North State. So if we can create something where the kids will want to come and there's a model that we can follow already, that would be an exciting thing that they could do in a safe environment.
Great. That's great. It's really exciting. And you have one more thing that you want to say?
Well, sure. Just taglining on Kobe, as far as people who are interested in coming to see the facility, we are now running our Classic Movie Sundays, which is for the next 6 Sundays. We're showing a classic movie, and it's $7 in advance or $8 at the door, and it's a great way for people to come in the evening. It starts at 7:30 every Sunday, see a classic movie. We're partnering with Cattleman's, so will you save your movie ticket and you'll get 10% off your next entree at Cattleman's. So it's a great way for a Sunday evening, and then also to support the crossing and to help us fulfill our mission.
All right. And Kobe?
Just going back to your original question, I think the goal of Kimber's goal and the goal of the board is to create sort of a brand recognition, if you will, to where people hear the term the crossing and they instantly know what that means. For me, the most exciting part about the crossing right now is it is so multifaceted. You never know what you're going to get. It's just like putting your hand in a grab bag and pulling a prize out. There's so many different things going on there that people really need to check in on the website or come down and look, because that's what we're trying to do, is just get the word out and get people to see it. And once people, you know, introduce themselves to it, I think that's the key right there. And good news travels fast. So it's very exciting, interesting place. All we need to do is get people in there to check it out, and I think the rest will fall in place.
Yeah, and it's somewhere where you can rent as well. Let's get back to that after our break. Thank you.
Down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco and Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your dream.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Where it is 7:24 on KCNR 1460. Now back to our guest host, Reading Mayor Missy MacArthur.
Good morning again, Reading. So we're speaking with Kimber Dunn from The Crossing and Lieutenant Kobe Heston of RPD, who's also on The Crossing Board of Directors. And just before we went to break, I wanted to ask you about the name The Crossing. And is that faith-based?
No, absolutely not. We are a secular venue. We are a community benefit nonprofit, and the name The Crossing represents a crossing over of several different areas, crossing over of political lines, crossing over of gender lines, crossing over of generational lines, crossing over from eighth grade into high school, from high school into college, from wherever you are to wherever you're going. It's a crossing over and just growing. Basically, it represents growth and change and all things that are positive, helping people get from one place to another.
Did you come up with that?
Actually, I did not.
Just curious about that. So there's been changes on the board. How's that going for you?
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited about our board of directors. It's such a positive, and we have people that have been in the community for a long time with Lieutenant Kobe Heston. We have attorney Carrie Kibler and Matt Kibler, who's a marketing director, myself. And there's a new person who's about to come on the board, but she has to do with after-school programs for Shasta County Office of Education. So we're really excited. There's just this great amount of leadership and positive. And there's also, in addition to the board, we have Kristen Tony, and who brings just a lot of experience of Shasta County and the different families and people. And so we have a wide representation, and we're really excited.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of key people in place. You have an attorney, which is always good on a board. You have a marketing person, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
You have security here. And you have somebody like yourself who has a lot of business experience, from what I understand, in the past.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like this should be a really good going concern.
Thank you.
It's very
yes.
exciting. So other thoughts that you want to talk about today about the crossing?
We have a forward momentum, and we're going to build on that. I think the key thing for us is to let people know that the focus is really on families and youth, but we're going to get there in a variety of ways. We want to reach out to anybody and everybody that's looking for a multi-use facility, whether it's for a corporate event, a wedding, anniversary, youth group, after-school programs. Really, the opportunities are endless. It can be organized in any fashion that suits your needs. There's a lot of space, but the focus and what I'd like to leave people with from this morning is that we're gunning for a place that is safe, that is upbeat and positive, and we are looking for anybody that would like to be part of that to please just contact us and come check it out.
All right. That sounds really good. And I want to tell you that I was at a function there that was a comedian, and she was so funny.
We had a request for a clarification in the chat room. Is The Crossing a nonprofit organization?
We are a California nonprofit organization and working on our 501c3 status as we speak.
Okay, thank you. And I'm trying to read Bob's notes that he's holding up and look at the chat room and look at my guests as well. Coming up after the next hard break, we will have Heather Wiley joining us. She is Shasta College Center for Community Engagement liaison or head of that entity. And she'll be talking. Also, I'll keep the crossing people here with us so that we can see how they might interact or play off each other. So we have a minute and a half. Thank you, Bob. And this is KCNR 1460 AM, home of Free Fire.
Well, before we get ready for Fox News, let's take another quick look at the weather. And we've gotten out pretty easy so far this season, but it's going to make up for it over the next couple of days. Looks like it could be a hot weekend, but that makes it a great occasion to head out to the lake. Today's high should be 94, but we move into the near the century mark tomorrow, and by Thursday we'll be well into the triple digits with highs around 103, 104. Then it'll taper off as we head back towards Monday. And right now, checking the various temperatures around town, we are looking at just about 65 in downtown, 64 in Palisadro, and up in the city of Shasta Lake, also about 67 degrees. And, Missy, we've got about 20 seconds before we go into Fox News, so we'll go ahead and theme up into that. And you're doing a great job as a guest host, may I say.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. It's great working with you again.
And this is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Wall Street is struggling in early trading as investors weigh the latest round of corporate earnings against the debt ceiling stalemate in Congress. Home prices rose in May for a second straight month. According to the latest monthly Case-Shiller report, prices for the 20-city index are better than expected, up 1% compared to April. 16 of the 20 cities measured saw a positive monthly increase when compared to a year ago, but prices are still down in some markets. Detroit, Las Vegas, and Tampa hit their lowest point since the recession began. And Netflix will be a stock to watch today. Shares are plunging despite reporting better than expected profits for the second quarter. The company's outlook for the third quarter worries investors. Their guidance was hurt by cancellations amid a change in pricing. Netflix is ending its $9.99 plan, which includes online streaming and DVD rentals. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Reading. This is Missy MacArthur sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are down in Sacramento, I do believe, doing some emergency type of training, something along those lines. And they'll be back tomorrow. And our guests this morning are Kimber Dunn, CEO of The Crossing, and Lieutenant Kobe Heston of RPD, who's on the board of directors of The Crossing. And we are now joined by Heather Wiley, who heads up Shasta College Center for Community Engagement. Heather, why don't you take a second before we go back to some of the crossing questions. Speaking of crossing questions or any questions, you can call us at 605-4567, 605-4567, if you'd like a question answered. So, Heather, tell us about you and your program.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Our program is exciting. We've been working on it for the past year. It is the Center for Community Engagement. The idea being is to strengthen the relationship between Shasta College and the local community by meeting some mutual needs. First, meeting needs of community partners like The Crossing to help identify areas that and projects that they would like to work on or issues in the community, and identifying and working on those through students in the classroom. And the idea being taking what students are learning in the classroom and applying it out in a real-world setting. So it's really exciting in that students are getting a chance to connect with their communities, explore career opportunities, become more familiar with options that they may not have been familiar with. And studies show that connecting with communities and doing hands-on projects really contributes to their overall academic and career success. So, of course, I am also a faculty member at Shasta College. I'm the sociology instructor, so it's exciting anytime there's an opportunity to really support student success. We're all over that as teachers. But I think what's most exciting about this program is it's not simply sort of a volunteer program. It's about how can we really meet an identified community need in creative ways that are sort of outside the box. So being invited to sit here with Kim and Mr. Heston is exciting because this is exactly what this project is about, is seeing that, wow, there is a need for activities for youth in this community, and we have students who have exceptional skills to bring to those community partners. So
could these students be tapped by different nonprofits around town, or for instance, even the city of Reading, we have the community cleanup coming up this fall. Would we contact you and say, hey, we want some students to come out and help clean along the river? Or how do people access you?
Great question. Just logistically, we can be reached by phone. We're still setting up our webpage at the moment, or by email. So our phone is 530-242-2337, or you can contact me directly by email, hwylie, @shastacollege.edu. And in terms of context, we really sort of are envisioning this in two ways. One is sort of one shot, what we call community service projects, like a community cleanup, and it would be our center that a community organization would contact about getting students to participate that. And then we also have more long-term opportunities where a community partner would work with a faculty for a semester and a student in that faculty's class. So, for example, I'm teaching sociology of gender this coming fall, and we've already partnered with a number of community organizations to have students work one-on-one with them over the course of the 18-week semester. So I feel like the benefit can be both immediate and then longer-term projects. So,
speak up, Kimber.
I have a question, Heather. How do the students at Shasta College sign up for this opportunity?
Great question. Again, that we sort of do it twofold. Our one-shot community service opportunities would be a sign-up through our office, and then the more longer-term opportunities through the classroom, that would be where my office would help you establish a relationship with a faculty member and work on that. And we have sort of the protocol and all the risk management forms and all that taken care of. So we're trying to make it as least labor intensive for community partners and faculty as possible. because we realize the time is a precious resource. So the easier we can make this process and the clearer everyone is on their role in this process, the better.
We need to take a soft break. Take it away, Bob.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel-and-eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Missy MacArthur, and we are KCNR, channel 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. If you have questions, give us a call at 605-4567. We're here with Heather Wiley from Shasta College Center for Community Engagement and Kimber Dunn and Lieutenant Kobe Heston of The Crossing. So there were some questions that came up during break.
Well, I wanted to address the program and talk about the internships so that the community can know the benefit of having interns that might come into their business and what are the different types of internships that are available.
Well, that's what's so exciting about it, is that it really can turn into whatever the community partner needs, and while addressing the academic goals of the student and the faculty members. So, for example, I was just meeting with a community partner yesterday, and they were mentioning in their nonprofit store, they were having trouble coming up with interesting displays. So we got talking about how we can have art design students come in and help them with their displays. Or another organization is working on some resource posters, and they were struggling to deal with graphics, so having graphic design students help them with that. Or another example is Spanish classes, having their students work with local nonprofits to help them interpret brochures and update information to make it accessible to non-English speaking clients. So there's lots of room for opportunity and creativity in dealing with and addressing community issues and concerns, while at the same time providing a real-world opportunity for students to really learn and become comfortable with their material and potential career choices. I have to brag, in the last couple semesters, I've had three students get offered positions in their nonprofits that they worked with, and two of them had never known that this field even existed, and now they've changed their majors and are working in these fields. So I just think, particularly in this economic environment, you know, with the issues that our community is facing, it's just so exciting to hear these success stories and see students, both young and old, really making connections, and then seeing the community partners be able to address projects and goals that they haven't had the resources to, or to take their mission to the next level. So
I think this is so exciting, just to see events like The Crossing and what you're doing at Shasta College, to see a positive, upbeat program and go forward kind of path for the youth of our community. We're all looking forward to the day when this bad economy has gone, and we have students that are engaged in our community, or youth that's engaged in our community in a very positive way. One of the complaints that we hear often as elected officials is, where do our youth go from here? They graduate from high school, and a lot of youth feel like to succeed they have to leave the area. So it sounds like both of these opportunities, The Crossing and what you're doing, Heather, at Shasta College, is an opportunity for students to learn new ideas and maybe be able to be more engaged in our community, find maybe a profession that they can do here and stay here and make our community the best that it can be as well.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Kimber.
Absolutely. I think that also by engaging the college age students with the younger students, you'll find that there's so many other entities out there that are trying to help the youth, and so they just admire these college age students. So bringing them alongside the high school and junior high is a really positive impact on both. The college age students will behave better, and then the younger people have somebody that they can look up to as well.
Yeah, I think what's exciting, our board is composed of quite a few representatives, and quite a few of those are K-12 representatives, because they're doing this, what they call service learning, at the K-12 level. And young people are starting to get engaged, and I really do think it's higher education's responsibility to maintain that sense of civic responsibility and connection. And getting back to your point, Missy, I think it's absolutely critical, especially at a community college. I mean, of course, a number of students, their goal is to transfer, but a significant number of them is to stay here. They have families here. Their partners have jobs here. So what can we do to help support their success here in this community and getting them connected and networking and letters of reference from people that they may not have met in another context? That's huge.
Yeah, and you had talked about also not having duplication of services as part of the program that you implement. Can you explain that a little bit? The first time I heard you speak, you talked about how these interfacing kind of community projects will keep us from having duplication of the same kinds of ideas.
Exactly. A big part of this, since we got involved, is the community partners, the nonprofits, the organizations in town, not really having a venue to communicate with each other and get a sense of what each is doing and how they can support each other. I'm thinking of so many of the exciting projects you're doing at The Crossing. There's a lot of other organizations that can really and do support the kind of work you're doing. So the other goal is really this community engagement center is to provide sort of a hub for the community to connect. And we're currently putting together a database that has all the community organizations, the projects they're working on, the timelines. So there's literally sort of a one-stop shop for community partners to access to get a sense of what are we doing and how can we support each other's goals and what events could we possibly work together on. And I think that's an absolutely essential resource for both the college and the community and students, I think.
So you would be anxious for different nonprofits as well as businesses to contact you
Absolutely.
For opportunities for your students?
Yes, I would really. We're really working on reaching out right now and having anybody and everybody that's interested in participating in this program to contact us.
Great, thanks, Heather. We'll be right back.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Missy MacArthur, KCNR 1460, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And we are at 605-4567. We are speaking today with Heather Wiley from Shasta College Center for Community Engagement, Lieutenant Kobe Heston, RPD, and on the board of The Crossing with CEO Crossing Kimber Dunn. And we kind of interrupted you there, Heather. What were you saying as we went to break?
Oh, I was just talking about our community partner database that we're in the process of putting together. And again, I would strongly encourage any community partners, organizations, businesses that would like to participate in our program. And the idea is, again, really helping these organizations communicate with each other and get a sense of each other, what each other's doing. I got the idea really from the work I've been doing with the Women's Fund here in Reading, and they've put a number of great events on where they've invited community partners to come and talk to each other. And I don't know how many times I've been in parts of conversations where I've heard, oh, I didn't know you were doing that, and geez, yeah, we should really work together on that. So
And that's how we met.
And that's how we met. So I just think it's and this is very much a precedent in many other communities as well, having these sorts of resources, both the database and the actual physical space at the Shasta College campus. The idea being quite a few community partners had contacted me saying, oh, it's so nice to know who to talk to there at Shasta College now. So to have a place where, you know, if an organization does need help or would like to participate or has questions about how to access resources at the college that could help their organization, they know where to go, and they know that this is current, accurate information, how to connect, you know, community partners to various faculty and programs on campus. I just think it's time.
And again, this is Heather Wiley. If you need to talk to her, you can get a hold of her through Shasta College. LT, tell us how this plays out for our community in regard to RPD.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking when we were on break about that question. It's funny. I think that in some respects, young people, I think, tend to say there's nothing to do. You know, that's I probably was no different. And I think the city of Reading has done a good job providing activities for young people, whether it's, you know, sports complex or trail systems or parks, whatever it is. This is really Kimber's passion. To provide a place to, you know, bring up youth and strengthen families. And it's these kinds of venues that, of course, carry over. There's a huge trickle-down effect to where it concerns law enforcement, because certainly when you have positive alternatives to crime for young people, that keeps them, you know, away from us, which is, you know, at least in a negative respect, is what we want to do. We want to see opportunities for young people that are positive. You keep them busy, you keep that energy focused in the right direction, then there's less opportunity for them to, you know, flirt with anything that's dangerous, that's either, you know, morally or criminally. So what I would like to say, and we all recognize that whether it's a nonprofit or whether it's a business, you know, the connectivity is the way that these businesses live and die. So if the crossing can be a one-stop shop for you, great. But the board and Kimber especially recognizes that without the communication, the connectivity, you know, we're only going to be as good as we are for the people who know we're there. So if we can help other businesses, we're happy to do that. We want people to recognize the crossing. We want that recognition. It's like the big bright lights that are shining into the sky over our building. We want that. But Kimber also wants to help a lot of other people. So if we can help other businesses, whether it's in the educational system, after-school programs, other nonprofits, we're happy to do that, because we recognize that we're only as good as our partners are. So that is, for the police, what we like to see is opportunity to keep young people busy. If the police can give encouragement, guidance, we're happy to do that. But, you know, idle time for the youth is very dangerous, because then they start experimenting with things that are, you know, either immoral or illegal or both. So this is a great opportunity for kids to go check out something that can give them a positive alternative to crime.
And I think it's admirable that the chief and yourself included are out there doing community involvement projects like this, volunteering your time to be here today, volunteering to be on a board. And I know the chief, I've seen him at many functions where he's just donating his time and showing that he cares about our community. So RPD needs to be commended in that regard as well. Other thoughts that you might have, Heather, or questions for the crossing, myself, anything in your mind?
I mean, I think it's just getting back to, I came here today wanting to, of course, talk about the program, but really emphasize that we wanted to get away from the, geez, we have some students that need some hours, let's dump them on a community partner and figure out what to do with them sort of thing. And because that's where it's really about, let's work together and creatively come up with interesting solutions to very real problems, and that's what we really want to steer away from, because there is the rhetoric out there about, oh, community services is a bad thing, and we want to make that more positive.
Thank you. Free Fire Radio, we'll be back.
And our guest host, Missy MacArthur, will continue next hour on KCNR 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is the left right?
The only dueling going on in Washington today is between Republican parties and multiple personalities.
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says the plan he's now pushing is GOP-friendly, while House Republicans say their plan is
reasonable, it's responsible.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
And two approaches are now moving through Congress, and both are labeled bipartisan.
This bill was a product of a bipartisan discussion and a bipartisan negotiation.
House Speaker John Boehner's plan provides for a debt limit increase, but in two steps and for a shorter term than the president prefers. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid isn't sure why his plan is so unpopular in the House.
Considering every bit of our proposal was taken from the Republican playbook.
Reid's plan extends the debt limit into 2013, cutting a dollar of spending for every dollar of the borrowing increase. Dave?
Jared, it is still a rough housing market. New home sales dipped 1% last month, hitting record lows in the Northeast and West. And so far in 2011, sales are on track to be less than last year, which was the worst in a half century. Still, consumer confidence increased a little this month, though it's far below levels seen when the economy's strong. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 66. Another state may try to reject healthcare reform, this time on the ballot in November. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, Ohio voters will be able to opt out of the national health care overhaul now that a judge says opponents have enough signatures to put an amendment on the ballot. The coalition of Tea Party groups and others think the government is overreaching by requiring people to buy health insurance. Health Care Act supporters say there's been a misinformation campaign. More than two dozen states, including Florida and Texas, are challenging the law, which goes into effect in 2014. Dave?
Jennifer, he calls his client insane.
He's in a war.
Anders Breivik's lawyer says his client doesn't even know how many people he killed in last week's terror attack in Norway. It's 76. Streets in Oslo, a sea of flowers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
It's only been about 5 months since the mass uprising that forced Egypt's president out of office, but there's more unrest over the pace of change.
With protests occurring in major cities like Cairo and Alexandria, the interim military government is launching a media campaign against the activists. The campaign depicts them as troublemakers and agents paid by foreign powers to foment unrest and grab power. It's an attempt to appeal to Egyptians tired of the fragile state of security in Egypt to turn away from the protesters and side with the generals heading the transitional government. In the meantime, the military government is reportedly trying trying to establish better ties with the Muslim Brotherhood in order to benefit from their broad base of popular support. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A plane crash in Morocco. A military transport slammed into a mountain in bad weather. 78 people are dead. There were three survivors. Germany's declaring the E. coli outbreak that killed 52 people is now over, saying nobody has become sick for 3 weeks. A new law in Alabama is under fire, and it's not even in effect yet.
Some Alabama educators say a new state law requiring public schools to report the number of illegal immigrant students they enroll is impractical, if not unconstitutional. Critics say the policy turns school administrators into law enforcement officials. But sponsors of the legislation, which takes effect in September, say the law does not require schools to turn anyone in, but will provide taxpayers more accurate statistics on how much it costs them to educate the children of undocumented immigrants. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
Two of America's iconic businesses are making news. McDonald's says it's going to put apple slices in every Happy Meal as part of an effort for healthier food. It will also cut down on sugar and fat and calories. And Walmart wants to compete with Netflix, offering online movie streaming, in many cases the day DVDs come out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Mayor Missy MacArthur with KCNR 1460 AM on your radio dial. We are at 605-4567 if you want to give us a call. The home of Free Fire Media. And our guests are Heather Wiley from Shasta College and Kimber Dunn and Lieutenant Kobe Heston from The Crossing. So, we have a few more minutes before our next guest is in. I wanted to see what answers Heather came up with the questions that Kimber had at break.
Oh, well, I'll just reiterate some of those questions. One is, how would a community partner, what is the expectation that Shasta College has from the community partner as far as the amount of time required, and what do we need to do in order to have an intern from Shasta College?
It's a great question, and I'll answer it sort of in two ways. One is, what attracted me to this project, which I have to say actually came from students themselves. I'm the faculty advisor to the Shasta College Student Senate, and these are students actually came to faculty and administration and said, we want something like this. So it's exciting to say that this came from students. So getting back to my larger point, that what's so attracted me to support this project was that this is about the faculty member and the community partner being co-educators. The idea being that the faculty is obviously the expert in their academic field, but the community partners is an expert in their services and what they do. And the idea is bringing two experts together to really support the learning of the student. So that's the primary role of the community partner, is being a co-educator. Logistically, very good question. What does this involve? And the unsatisfying answer is it's pretty flexible. The idea is that the faculty member and the community partner sit down before the semester starts and talk about, okay, what kind of project do you have here? How many hours are you going to need? Can we meet those needs with one student, or do we need three students? And in terms of time during the actual internship, again, that really depends on the project, on the student, on the community partner, on the faculty, but the idea being that the faculty person is there to support the learning. It's not just, here, let's dump a student in your lap and figure out what you're going to do with them. So there's lots of flexibility, and I think the program's really designed to let the community partner be as involved or not involved as the case may be.
Great. Great. Well, these are pretty exciting things for our community, both projects. I'm very happy to have you here and talking about alternatives for our youth that are go forward, positive, and keeping our community healthy by having healthy-minded youth. It isn't just sports. You need to engage their minds as well. As Lieutenant Heston would attest, you need them thinking outside the box about things that they can do for our community that are good besides just, oh, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
You know, the complaint I always heard about from my son before he really got engaged in college and moving forward in his life. So I love it that we're doing some positive things.
Yeah, if I could just say one more thing. I want to really emphasize, too, that our students really run the gamut. A lot of, some of them are brand new, 16, 17-year-old college students, but quite a few of our students at Shasta College, the average age of Shasta College student is 31. We have quite a few returning students with this economy. So we have, I had mentioned that a few of my students had been offered positions. Recently, a student, he was in his late 40s, coming back, doing a career change. So I wanted to emphasize the community partners that the students they're getting and have access to really run the gamut in terms of age, experience, backgrounds, and I think that's what is the big strength of this program. So,
all right, good. Well, thank you for being with us again. The guests that are on the Carl Lindebot show are Kimber Dunn from The Crossing, Lieutenant Kobe Heston from RPD, and Heather Wiley from Shasta College. And I think that we will be coming back pretty quickly with our next guest. And remember, you are at the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR1460.com, if you need us on the chat room.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Winter here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See site pretty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Or it's 8:13 on KCNR Free Fire Radio, and taking a look at the weather. Oh, going to be a little bit warm today, 94, 96 tomorrow, but as we head towards the weekend into the triple digits,
103, 104, and then tapering off a little bit back towards Monday. So look for it to be hot for the next couple of days. Right now, taking a look at temperatures around the area, we got 73 downtown. If you're up in the city of Shasta Lake, you've got 71, and in Anderson, 72. Now, back to our guest host, Missy MacArthur, on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Redding. This is Missy MacArthur. And I noticed that in the chat room they're asking, am I tired? You bet I'm tired. I stayed up painting in my living room last night till about midnight. And then Bob and Linda and Carl demanded I get here at 7 a.m. So, yeah, it's kind of a short night because I had to feed the dogs and do all that stuff first. So, yeah, a little tired, but, hey, I'll try and pick it up a little bit. Our next guest is Fred Grant. He's an attorney. And he spoke last night, I understand, Mr. Grant, at the Tea Party talking about land use issues and water
wars. That's right. That's right. I've been in California for a week now in Siskiyou County. I represent Trademark America, which is a foundation devoted to trying to return the traditional economy of the Pacific Northwest to logging and ranching. And water use that made these some of the richest counties in the United States up till about 15 years ago. And my job is to use the coordination process, which is based on the 10th Amendment and provided by Congress, that orders the federal agencies to coordinate with local government. And they define coordination as meaning that the agencies have to find a way to make their policies and actions consistent with what the local government wants.
Okay, and so what are the, pretend I'm completely a novice on this subject, tell us the exact issues up in Siskiyou County.
The issues in Siskiyou County are that, first of all, logging was ceased years ago. The Department of Water Resources of California now is insisting that any farmer or rancher who diverts his irrigation water pay a premium price for that and also admit that he's violating the Endangered Species Act. Grazing is under severe restrictions from both the Forest Service and the BLM. The dams are threatened, those dams on the Klamath River provide not only flood control, but they provide the backup irrigation water for the area. The dams, so the plan we came up with in Siskiyou County by getting all the groups up there to work together this past week is a plan to, on the front part, work to retain the dams, make the Department of Water Resources coordinate with those local governments with regard to the restrictions that are coming up on the use of water. And also to begin to try to force the Forest Service to go back to management of the forests by logging them and thus increasing the water flow from the forests.
Wow.
It's a big task. It's the biggest I've ever taken on. I've used this process for 20 years. Started off with a big grazing county in southwestern Idaho where I got into this just to help my friends who were ranchers save their ranches. It worked. 2 years later, Modoc County of California asked me to help them. I did. Modoc County, Sean Curtis last night from Modoc County pointed out that since they began to coordinate and use this process, they have increased their logging from zero to 18 million lumber feet or board feet per year.
Well, it sounds like you were successful there for sure.
That's right.
So you mentioned that there were a lot of groups up there. What groups?
The cattlemen, Farm Bureau, the Resource Conservation District, Protect Our Waters, which is a water users group, the Siskiyou Water Users Association, Siskiyou County. The supervisors have decided that they will force the Forest Service to coordinate with them. They had a fine meeting a week ago. The sheriff of the county, the sheriff up there, John Lopi, has told the Forest Service, you will not close a road in the forest in this county until I say that public safety will not be harmed. And they've stepped away in response to his demand. because it's based on federal law. The Community Services District of Happy Camp, the towns of Fort Jones and Etna, and there are four or five other towns that are coming in, and they'll all be working together to make these things happen.
Well, I know water rights are a big issue for everyone, and up here, since we have a lot of water that potentially gets siphoned off to the south,
right,
we're pretty aware and worried about how these sorts of issues
right.
can get resolved and maybe hurt us. Have you had any problems or dealings with these exact type of issues in Shasta County?
Well, I have.
Right,
I've worked with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in the past. As a matter of fact, Shasta County and Siskiyou County decided several months ago that if the Forest Service didn't back away on these travel management plans, which prevent people from going into the forest, they were going to sue. And their two counsel for Siskiyou and Shasta asked me to be lead counsel in those cases because of my experience. I agreed to, but I asked to first let's try and resolve it at the head of the Forest Service. And so I met with Chief Tidwell, who's chief of the Forest Service. I then met with his two top planners in D.C., and they had me meet with Randy Moore, the regional supervisor, and he instructed his forest supervisors that they must coordinate with the counties to the extent that the counties wanted to. Well, Siskiyou County took them up on that, and Siskiyou County has forced them to the wall, and they're actually involved in coordination. Shasta County hasn't moved as forcibly as Siskiyou, and that surprises me. I thought Shasta County would be in the lead in this.
Well, I know Shasta County's invited the Forest Service
That's
a
right.
few times to the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Right. And invitation is not what it takes. What it takes is a demand, and Siskiyou's done that now.
Can the Board of Supervisors actually make that demand?
Yes, absolutely. And they know that. They are aware of it. They've chosen a different course, and that's up to them, and it's up to the people of the county. Siskiyou has advanced beyond that. Siskiyou has insisted they come, and they are coming. Both forests came to the meeting 2 weeks ago. As a matter of fact, the National Marine Fisheries has agreed to come and sit with the county supervisors in Siskiyou County and negotiate over the restoration of the coho salmon. Now, they have never, ever met with the local government before. So the process is really working in Siskiyou County.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest, Fred Grant, an attorney, talking about waterland issues.
It is 76 degrees downtown. Our weather reports are always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got to make sure I mention that. It is 8:21 and Free Fire Radio will continue.
Play for local charity. Play Double Action Bingo, only $3 a game, with a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
The avalanche is awesome!
It was really fun!
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
Avalanche! The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun. Really fun.
So
summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, we like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends, we recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl. And the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
8:25 on KCNR 1460. Real quick, thanks to the folks who make these shows possible. Tobacco and Brew up on Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of local veterans and the community. That is Tobacco and Brew, home of the largest walk-in humidor in the area. And, of course, Espresso Joe's, where you can get some great beat-the-heat drinks right now. Go in and see the T&B Sweeties. That's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Now, back to our guest host, Missy MacArthur, and subjects that are near and dear to my heart.
All righty. So here we are with our guest, Fred Grant, an attorney who deals with land use issues and has been very active up in Siskiyou County, and it sounds like he's been a little bit active down here as well. Very active in Modoc County. And what other parts of the state have you been to?
Well, we have I've been all over the state, starting in Monterey County years ago, when I went down and helped preserve the ranching and farming in the southern part of the county. That was my for a long time I didn't have any work in California, and now, because of this Forest Service problem, the work here has really increased. And the foundation that we have, Trademark America, has taken on California. Our board of directors has decided that if we can bring back the traditions and cultural economy of California, we can bring it back anywhere in the world. On Friday of this week, I meet with 13 sheriffs from Northern California and Southern Oregon for a full-day workshop.
Where is that?
That'll be in Grants Pass, Oregon. And that's to help them determine the parameters of their authority. They are authorized under federal law to require the agencies to coordinate with them, and that is to be consistent with local public safety and health issues.
Is there a reason that the sheriffs have to go out of the state of California to talk about the state of California?
No, it's just that was, for example, a month ago I met with five California sheriffs in Del Norte County. I had a workshop scheduled in Grants Pass that the sheriff of Josephine County had arranged, and the sheriffs asked me if I could take an extra day and put on a workshop for them if they could come there, because my travel wasn't going to permit me to come back here. And so that's the reason that it's in Grants Pass. They're making the attempt for me to speak to the Northern Sheriffs Association at their next meeting.
Is Sheriff Pacinco going to be up there, do you know?
I believe that he's not, but it's because of scheduling. Sheriff John Lopi of Siskiyou County tells me that he's very close with the sheriff here. And they've talked about it, and he's not going to be able to be there, but Sheriff Lopez prepared to brief him on everything that goes on.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I understand that he understands the position and will be with the other Northern California sheriffs on this.
Okay, and have you ever had any confrontations where you needed the sheriffs versus other players in this whole scenario?
Well, no, not really, although we've been in situations where the Forest Service prepared for confrontations, but we haven't needed it because the people I work for are not violent people. They simply want the agencies to follow the law, which is what I've worked for 20 years. My background is in criminal law. I was a prosecutor. I was chief of the Organized Crime Division in Baltimore. I was counsel to Governors Andrus and Evans of Idaho. So always I've tried to get the agencies to simply follow the law, and that's what they don't want to do. So the confrontation here, which I can go into at great length for you, was made by the Forest Service, but the citizens did not yield to it. They civilly went about their rally.
I think I know what you're talking about. Let's talk about that after the next break, because okay. I don't want to get started and then have to stop.
Okay.
Tell me, besides the Forest Service, what other government agencies that you work with trying to get them to toe the line?
Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Secretary of Interior on Endangered Species, the Department of Agriculture and other than the Forest Service, the Environmental Protection Agency. Every federal agency is required by Congress to enter into this coordination process. And then also state agencies, if they use any federal money, they also are required to do this. And so we work to try to bring into consistency the Department of Water Resources, the various regional boards in California, as well as the State Parks Department in California, and the Transportation Department in California. We've worked with them in all states that I can tell you about.
Great. Thank you. We'll break here.
This is KCNR, and Fox News is next.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Confidence from both sides about each of their plans to raise the federal debt limit.
It's reasonable. It's responsible.
House Speaker John Boehner talking about his proposal to raise the debt ceiling in two steps over the coming months. But an Obama administration spokesman tells Fox News Radio a plan by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to raise the debt ceiling one time without a tax increase has a chance.
There would absolutely be enough Democrats to get that done in the House if that's what it took.
White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer. But is all this confidence misplaced?
With exactly 1 week to go now before this August 2nd deadline, there is considerable doubt that the Reid plan in the Senate has enough votes in the House and that the Boehner plan in the House has enough votes in the Senate.
Fox's Doug McElway at the Capitol. The House appears likely to vote on the Boehner plan this week. Republicans also saying they'll vote on a constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget. This is a Fox News alert.
Music is in the air and dinner is being served every Friday and Saturday night on the patio at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Discover the unbeatable combination of great food, refreshing beverages, good friends, and live patio music in the cool comfort of C.R. Gibbs outside patio Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. C.R. Gibbs American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, whether for Sunday brunch served 10 to 2 p.m., Nutsy Hour every day from 4 to 6 p.m., dinner inside the restaurant, or all of the above on the outside patio. C.R. Gibbs' extensive menu includes salads, seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, peel and eat shrimp bowl, and so much more. And of course, you can always top off your meal with a special C.R. Gibbs dessert. Join us on the patio this Friday and Saturday for music and dining, where eatertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not
about the car washing suds?
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, 3 delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a 5-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
This is Free Fire Radio.
And it's 8:34 on KCNR 1460, 74 degrees. Weather report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Look for triple digits by the weekend. And we got hot topics on Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Missy MacArthur, the mayor.
Good morning, Redding. And we are here with our guest, Fred Grant, an attorney with, actually his company is Trademark California.
Trademark America.
Oh, Trademark
America, it's a
America.
Foundation, yeah.
Not California, America.
No, yeah, we work in all states.
And how do people find you, just on the web, or?
Well, the website is www.trademarkamerica.org, or they can just enter trademarkamerica.org, and they'll find it. We also, we have email addresses with trademarkamerica.org, fred@trademarkamerica.org. There are people here in the vicinity who know how to reach us, Aaron Ryan, Sylvia Milligan, people that everybody here knows, and they work closely with us, very closely with us.
Great. Well, we started to talk a little bit about an incident that happened here at, I don't know, how many years ago was that?
Well, you know, time passes so fast when you're having fun dealing with agencies. I think it was a couple of years ago, might be less than that. There was a rally here, and it was about the travel management plans. It was the day that I actually spoke to the Board of County Supervisors about coordinating, and that day they decided to do it and to engage the Forest Service. And then they had a rally of citizens out across the street from the Forest Service headquarters. It was a very civilized rally of people. They had a stage set up for speakers. The sheriff spoke. I believe the sheriff spoke. One of the supervisors spoke, and then I spoke to the group. Very orderly, very civil. But across the street, in front of the doors of the building, you would have thought that that headquarters building was fortified against a military force. There were dogs present. There were guard dogs controlled by the officers.
Which officers?
Forest Service personnel. My son, John, who works with me, was with me that day. And as we got out of our car, we got there a little bit late because of the supervisors' meeting. And the crowd had already gathered in this parking lot over there. And we parked about a quarter of a block away, or maybe half a block. And as we got out, next to us was a Forest Service vehicle. And behind it was a Forest Service officer in Forest Service equipment with a bulletproof vest and an automatic rifle pointed toward this group of people. And my son said to me, "What have we gotten into here?"
Was it actually pointed, like held
at
his shoulder?
Not aimed, but yes, it was in position. It was in a readiness position. I was just amazed at the fact that the Forest Service, which serves the people, these are representatives of the people, representing the people in the people's forest, would believe that because a civil rally was being held to observe one of the greatest freedoms that we have in this country, that they had to fortify themselves as though they were going to be attacked. The sheriff was there. If there had been any problems, local officials could have taken care of it.
How did the sheriff or other officers react to all this?
Well, it was just a matter. They seemed to take it in accepting it as though they expected it might happen. I was amazed, although I shouldn't have been. Years ago, when we were entering into public hearings opposing Bruce Babbitt's rangeland reform, which goes way, way back to the time when the federal government decided to throw all of the ranchers off the public lands. The slogan was cattle free by 93. President Clinton and Bruce Babbitt were going to remove all cows from all public lands, forest and BLM. I can remember going to those hearings, and there were armed marshals protecting the Department of Interior officials as though we were going to come in and do combat with them. It was the most remarkable thing to me that the agencies have so fortified their minds that they believe that any type of free speech by the citizens poses an armed risk to them. It's just absolutely uncanny that we've come to that in our 200-year history. We do know from inside source that that day, Sharon Haywood, who is the forest supervisor of the Shasta Trinity Forest, who I named in my legal brief that I presented to the chief of the Forest Service as being one of the worst offenders and one of the worst violators of the law, inside that fortified building made the statement, "I don't want any of those people in my forest," as though she owns the forest. I've had that confirmed for me by other people, too, as to her reactions when she meets with supervisors. This is my forest. I will do with it what I want.
Well, we have some questions here in the chat room about the supervisors. I think we have to take a little break here, and then we will come back and go into this a little bit further. Okay. Thank you.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Redding.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane, or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life. to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table, and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And at 8:44 here on Free Fire Radio, forecast for the Northern Sacramento Valley, a high near 94 today, tonight's low 64, sunny and hot tomorrow, pushing the century mark, and it'll do that all through the weekend, then tapering off. Currently in Cottonwood, we've got 70 degrees. In City of Shasta Lake, 73. Downtown Redding, 75. This weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now back to our guest host on Free Fire Radio, Missy MacArthur.
Good morning, Redding and Shasta County. This is Missy MacArthur with guest Fred Grant of Trademark America, an attorney who deals with land use issues, and he's been involved up here in the North State, taking on a few government agencies, it sounds like.
That's right. That's become my life now. I worked with them and for them for many years, and so I kind of know how they operate and function, and that makes my job a bit easier, just a bit easier.
Tell us about Texas.
Well, in Texas, the governor of Texas had proposed a quarter-mile-wide freeway. It would have been the first link to the NAFTA superhighway, leading from a Chinese port on the Pacific coast of Mexico directly through Texas to Oklahoma with no U.S. customs inspections anywhere on that route. And it was going through the heart of central Texas, through 50,000 acres of the Blacklands Prairie, the most productive farm soil in the world, recognized worldwide. It was going to divide little towns geographically so that the hospital in Holland, Texas, which was the base for the ambulance, would have to send an ambulance 14 miles to get to the nearest entry to that freeway and across it and back to the wreck and then back to the hospital. Nobody was able to stop it. The Department of Transportation in Texas has a budget bigger than that of Southwest Airlines. They have their own fleet of planes to carry their executives around the state, which they never offered to let us fly in, by the way. And four little mayors, whose towns were going to be destroyed by this, asked for help. And we found a statute in Texas, and I knew we had the federal statutes requiring coordination. We found a statute in Texas that required the Department of Transportation to coordinate. We used that. Those four little towns were able to stop that project. We delayed it for 27 months as I found all of the legal flaws in what they had done. And finally, the Federal Highway Administration said to Texas, you better back away. They're going to beat you in court. It's going to be embarrassing for these four little towns, total population 6,000, to beat you. And the governor withdrew the plans for the corridor.
Sounds like a great victory there.
I have a question, if I may. Is this bureaucrats being bureaucrats, or do you think that this is something deeper? You hear about Agenda 21 and that sort of thing. Do you think this is all part of something a lot bigger?
I do. I think it's a worldwide effort. I think it goes back to the world government effort from years ago. The climate control is part of that. When you trace all of those things back, you go back to people like George Soros, who 50 years ago was pumping money into world government. We have documentation and I don't mean conspiratorial documentation.
I was wondering if you're going there.
No, public writings where they've said the only thing standing between us and true world government is the paranoia of Americans over their private property rights. We've traced factually, not conspiratorial thought. I'm an old prosecutor. I don't believe in quote, conspiratorial theories. I've got to see the proof of it. I've developed the proof of it. This is part of the world effort to destroy or reduce, let's say, American sovereignty to the point where we become subject to a world sovereignty or to a North American sovereignty. Yes, I think it's not just the agencies are simply carrying out a policy that has been put in place and followed by every president in my lifetime except Harry Truman, John Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan. And they were the three presidents who have managed to slow this process down to the point where we haven't moved further already than we have.
Interesting. So some of the questions on the chat room relate back to our own Board of Supervisors. People are asking what can they do, what should we do in Shasta County as people?
Well, one of the things that you can do, first of all, where county supervisors are not active enough to really make this effective, towns, school districts, any division of local government has the same authority that the county supervisors have. The smallest of towns is in Texas. A town of 1,600 led the fight that the county was unwilling to take on down there. In Siskiyou County, the way the supervisors finally came on board is because these little tiny towns were starting to do it. And so they came on board. Now, one of your supervisors will say, well, we're coordinating, and there are other ways to do it other than the Fred Kelly Grant way. Well, it isn't my way. It's what Congress has said. And compromise is not part of what Congress required. Congress did not require that their agencies compromise with local government. They required that they gain consistency with it. So the only way that you get to supervisors is to load up the seats with bodies of voters, file petitions with them, file letters with them, and insist, and use examples. Use the Siskiyou County example from 2 weeks ago as to the way you really make it work. Use the Modoc County way, where they've gone from 0 to 18 million board feet of logging.
Well, now you referred to cities, and of course I'm on the city council, so right. I'm wondering, we don't have forests per se, so this is not really, we don't have a dog in this fight, as
well,
it were.
You really do, though, because the forests impact you, and you don't have to be in forest land to make coordination work. What Congress said to the agencies is that you will coordinate with any local government where your actions impact. They said also that you must make your policies consistent with those of any communities near the forest. And so, Reading, really, you do have a dog in the fight.
All right, interesting. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hey, Linda, head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe. I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Guinness of Life. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the State Fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It'll last for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas.
Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
They say when one door closes, another opens. For ING Direct customers upset their bank is getting sold, there's this, Ally Bank. Ally Bank offers great rates, an award-winning online savings account, and no monthly maintenance fees, just like you're used to. Plus, Ally has no ATM fees nationwide, innovative products like Raise Your Rate CDs, and 24/7 live customer service, where phone customer satisfaction is over 90%. Go to allybank.com or call 1-877-247-ALLY. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
And one final check of the temperature. Still holding at about 74 degrees. Look for a high today of 94. Thanks again to Anselmo Vineyards for bringing us our weather reports. And thanks to our guest host, Mayor Missy MacArthur, one last time.
Good morning, Reading. And I'm here with Fred Grant of Trademark America. And we are having a really interesting conversation. We talked over break about the name of the plan that the government
right,
uses.
Right.
It's called
Travel Management Plan. And you're absolutely right. It sounds like somebody planning an itinerary for a vacation.
It sounded like somebody figuring out how to get to San Jose.
Right.
And I thought, well, this is, you know, bureaucratic
speak
that says it sounds innocuous, but the reality is, up here, I know up in Shasta County,
right,
they're talking about where they're putting gates on forests, and that's a big issue.
And I forget about that. I forget that, for example, when you're talking to people that live in the cities and the towns, they sometimes don't recognize what we've had to contend with all these years. The Travel Management Plan is, in fact, a plan that's putting into action the closing down of the forests, shutting the forest down from anybody and everybody, firewood cutters, hunters, fishermen, hikers, four-wheeled operators, everybody. When they did this, all of a sudden, this became a hot issue in California. You see, as long as they were picking off the ranchers and the loggers and the farmers, they were dealing with a limited group of people. And often people in the cities don't realize that when a sawmill shuts down in far northern California, it's going to affect them by dollars lost. But when they shut down the forest to recreation users, suddenly we had thousands of people, snowmobilers, off-road vehicle people, who really saw what we've been fighting for 20 years. And to the fore they came, and that's what's caused the big push out here that's allowed us to come in and really begin to try to reconstruct the economy of Northern California.
So jumping back briefly to Reading City Council, and on break we talked about how what's happening in the forest affects the city, even though the city isn't in the forest. And you said that we as a government entity have the ability to ask the Forest Service to come and speak to us directly at the supervisor level. Do we, as the city of Reading, also have that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason is really justified, because for every dollar that's lost, whether it be by recreation users or loggers, for every dollar that's lost because the forest is shut down or restricted, we have economy, and I'm sure you have the same kind of study locally, that the turnover of dollars is tremendous that is lost. For every dollar that's lost out there, you lose dollars in Reading in businesses.
So tourism is very big here.
Exactly.
And if our forests and our streams are restricted, I mean, we get a lot of people that come up here and fly fish.
That's exactly right.
Stop in Reading on their way maybe to Lewiston to fly fish on the Trinity River.
Right.
So that's pretty important.
Well, it is. And the law doesn't say that you have to be inside the forest or surrounded by the forest for you to use the coordination power. It requires the Forest Service to reach consistency with nearby communities to the forest. And I, as a result of our talk off the air even unsolicited, I'm going to send you the information that shows you how Reading can use this and use it very effectively with the service.
Well, I look forward to seeing that. I really do.
I'll be glad to do that because the towns, for example, if Reading got involved in this, it would help Siskiyou. The more people at the local level who get involved in this coordination process, which not just in name but making it work, the better it helps those that are involved in the fight. The more it will help MODOC, the more it will help Siskiyou.
How do we make our listeners understand that this affects everyone, not just maybe the fisherman or the four-wheeler?
Well, I think that's the job. That's my job. It's Trademark America's job, is to talk on shows like this, to meet with Tea Party groups and service clubs, schools, more and more people, to make it clear what's going on. Because, you know, if you live in a city and you have a job, you don't want to hear big discussions of policy at night, perhaps. And the mass media does not present these things because they can't be presented in sound bites. This is an ongoing problem that's been going on for years and years and years. It's not going to be solved easily.
Oh, it looks like we're getting ready to wind up. I want to thank our guest here, Fred Grant. Awesome talking to you.
I've enjoyed it very much, and I sure am going to put you on my list to get you some information.
Excellent. Thank you. And Linda and Carl will be back tomorrow. It's been my pleasure to be here, Missy MacArthur, as your host today. Have a great day, and stay positive.